Thing in
Namaste. Blessings to you, blessings to everyone you know. And in that regard, blessings to everyone around the world, all beings. Summer is here, fires are here, heat is here. Here meaning everywhere on the world. And so we hold all, and earthquakes are here. So we hold everyone and all types of beings who are afflicted by the calamities of our modern times and the calamities of the summer in our modern times. Heat, fire. These are metaphors, of course, for passion, desire, anger, aggression. And so we are well served to reflect upon that metaphor, reflect upon it within ourselves, to really catch how subtle sometimes and not so subtle that this element is within us. It is always very illuminating to do such things, to really listen and observe oneself through the day, and to discover there'll be new things to discover, that's for sure, throughout the day. Again, the obvious and all the variations too, very subtle. So that's encouraged. And we pray for all beings. Please, if you are encouraged and invited, that if you still want to write to me or arrange a phone call or a Zoom vis-a-vis your meditation practice, it's not like some timeline. I had suggested a week, but it's not like you can't still do that. So please, if that's still in your mind or feels incomplete, it's welcome. It's very welcome. One person who hasn't gotten back to me yet had said something about bliss, and it would be lovely to have some meditations that had bliss. Yeah, absolutely. Like I said before, I mean, I don't know what I can contribute to that, but we will give it a try. My response was, what does that mean to you? What does bliss mean to you? So in lieu of that person not yet getting back to me, because I have wanted to really hear from people individually, about their practice. And thank you so much to those that have very rich. And I'm gonna, probably share some of the responses to everyone anonymously, of course, because we all are on path, and Jen, it really serves. We found that with the classes over the years, for everyone to hear what's being offered to others, that oftentimes is support for one another, both in the questions and in the experience that somebody else is having, as well as in whatever the facilitator might offer in return, in words and thoughts. To meditate today, and probably this week, all this week, want to bring forward the reminder So we have far more than we live from. And that we can live from that moreness consistently. It is who and what we are. And Bodhi, is only one facet of that moreness. The key here is that we all, no matter who we are, including His Holiness the Dalai Lama, or any saint or sage that is alive right now, any wise one on the planet, even that person, that individuated beingness, there's more to tap into, there's more to expand into, there's more to demonstrate and express. So, if we want to talk about bliss, it has one source, and it has nothing to do with happiness, or it has very little to do with happiness. Because bliss is a state of essence of being. Essence of being is pure awareness. Essence of being is pure radiance. And it is pure bliss and abides as such. So we all can bring, whether or not we've ever thought about, oh, gee, I'd really like more bliss in my meditations, we can all bring more of that richness that we are into our manifest day, into our manifest expression through the day, into our mind, which is the source of usually, our consternations and limitations. Well, we can expand because that same mind is how we will expand into. Is it the source of expansion? Absolutely not. And I wouldn't be the first or the last to say that. But is it the tool? Yes. Yes. So we smile. And that right there, if we are true to it, if we are genuine in it, uncontrived in it, we are opening to bliss, yes, and we are opening to Bodhi. So we're just smiling, we're not thinking. And Bodhi will remain undefined today, maybe all week. Lightness, Lightness has many ways to be experienced, and probably you are already experiencing some of them from within and already there. And that can be experienced as a gentleness or an ease, a peacefulness, lightness. And within those qualities, maybe you're experiencing an openness, a pervasive quality. And so that peaceful, gentle openness is uninterrupted. It is pervasive. It's not targeted on this or that or focused on this or that. In fact, there is no this or that.
lightness which was sparked, invited by a genuine smile, a genuine presence in the moment. Lightness. And so a clarity, a simple, pervasive wholeness. Like the sun, how it pervasively illumines everything of our planet, everything in our yard simultaneously. Abiding, abiding in this state. These qualities naturally emanate out and invite through resonance the same qualities to arise within others, just as they spontaneously arose within us. Effortlessly. We breathe in and breathe out. We take a long, so deep breath, breathing this lightness of being, peace, wholeness. And trusting in having the confidence that as we abide throughout the day in these pervasive qualities of being, already present, already who we are, that they emanate out, resonating with others, just as that's what happens this morning in the mornings. We resonate. Somebody's vibration kicks it off in everyone, and it could be from anyone in the field. And then it just resonates effortlessly. And so we trust in that, that that's happening throughout the day. That wholeness is resonating out, inviting the same from others, just as it does in our morning practice. Love you all. Create you.